Why updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 83. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 52. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 82. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as election season draws near, a group of Democrats are taking more of a Republican approach to issues here in the state. As KSNT reports that a group of Democrats are rolling out a plan to try and cut property taxes across the state.
Property taxes are going up yet again, and the Kansas legislature needs to do something about it.
That was State Representative Vic Miller from Topeka on KSNT. The plan includes a three-pronged property tax reduction plan with the support of a dozen House Democrats. As they say, they're working to drop residential property tax rates from 11.5% to 9%.
As opposed to paying 35% of all taxes in the state in 1992, now homeowners pay an astonishing 54% of the total.
The plan is now being supported by Governor Laura Kelly, along with her support of a back-to-school sales tax holiday, along with ending the 6.5% food tax quicker. Republican candidate for Governor Derek Schmidt says he's been working on these plans for years. Mid-America Network News.
Mother Nature hasn't been too kind this summer, but nonetheless, we still need to plan for fall planting. Whether you're planting wheat, alfalfa, cover crops, triticale, barley, or thinking about a grazing plan for this winter, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have you covered for all your planting needs. That's Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your seed needs. Mother Nature hasn't been too kind this summer, but nonetheless, we still need to plan for fall planting. Whether you're planting wheat, alfalfa, cover crops, triticale, barley, or thinking about a grazing plan for this winter, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have you covered for all your planting needs. That's Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your seed needs.
Police in Junction City have identified Joshua Sturgis, 34 years old of Junction City, to be responsible for the death of 38-year-old Justin Rose after a shooting on Saturday night. Police have charged Sturgis with second-degree murder and two counts of aggravated assault. Reports of gunfire were heard on Saturday night around 2 a.m. When police arrived to the scene, 38-year-old Justin Rose was found suffering from a gunshot wound and was transported to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. Sturgis was stopped by Missouri State Troopers and was being held in Missouri until Junction City Police Department could extradite him. In other news, a shooting on Sunday night in Lawrence, Kansas has left one individual dead and is being investigated by the Kansas Bureau of Investigations. KSN News reports the event happened about 5:30 on Sunday evening when police were called for reports of criminal damage. During the investigation, police were confronted by an armed individual and police opened fire. Per policy through the Lawrence Police Department, any shooting involving officers will be investigated by the KBI. And as of right now, no information has been released on the suspect. Mid-America Network News.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Harms Center at Western Nebraska Community College is set to host a workshop coming up later on this week for those with disabilities on how to prepare for disasters. Nebraska Scotts Bluff reports that the event's set to take place on October 6th between 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Susan Whittaker, advocacy specialist, talks about some of the things that will be covered during the seminar.
There are several things that people with disabilities need to do that people without disabilities don't need to do. They need to consider their medications. Hearing aid batteries need to be included in emergency kit. People without disabilities don't think about.
That audio from NBC, NebraskaScottsBluff.com. They say admission is free with anyone with a disability and is encouraged to come as well as their caregivers. The event is set to cover what an emergency ready kit should have in it, along with how to handle a disaster and how to make a plan for emergencies. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 69 years. Although costs and interest rates continue to rise, we are here to help you save money on your new Ford. Every new Ford on our lot is discounted under MSRP, up to $1,500 off MSRP on all new Fords in stock. Don't see what you want on the lot? We will help place an order for your new Ford, and we will discount your order too. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running for best overall sales and service experience. Let us help you into that new Ford you have always wanted with up to $1,500 off MSRP. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today with savings up to $1,500 off MSRP. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Plus tax and fees. All rebates to dealer cannot be combined with any other offers. Excludes Broncos, Raptors, Lightning, Mach-E, Transit, GT500, Maverick, expires month end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week heard from Marysville City Administrator Austin St. John and Mayor Jason Barnes, who indicated the council is making plans to improve 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads. They've approached Marysville Township for assistance. The township's not interested in participating. They asked if Marshall County would be interested in partnering with the city on these improvements. The city currently pays for half the cost of rock for the township portion of these roads. No decisions were made. Washington County Commissioners continue discussions regarding a countywide ambulance service with several EMT and representatives present. Mixed emotions were expressed from those who prefer the current system with four services continue to varying options that could include full-time paid staff, daytime hours, and volunteers after hours. It was noted both volunteers and paid staff are hard to find. John Holtgren with Dickinson County EMS has experience combining departments and said that consolidation can take time. Options for a survey to seek public input were considered. Holtgren indicated that he was not suggesting ambulance services currently within communities would necessarily be relocated, but did indicate that a tax levy to provide for emergency services was one option. No decisions were made. Nemahal County residents will be receiving a Planning Commission survey by mail addressing a number of issues, including whether or not you support industrial wind turbine development, what aspects of rural character are important to you and your family, is Nemahal County an attractive place for young people to live, work, and raise families, and how can quality of life be improved. The Planning Commission took up the matter when the Soldier Creek Wind Farm was introduced in 2019, and input will be used in development of a comprehensive plan for Nemahal County going forward. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week heard from veterans representative that veterans should not sign up with Camp Lejeune ads. This could jeopardize their current benefits. They suggest speaking with a veteran service officer. Whispering Pines Homeowners Association stated most of the lots have been sold, and now with taxable dollars that have been generated, they're wondering about moving forward with paving the road in front of the addition. There might be a couple of options, one forming a pavement district. Everyone with frontage would need to agree, and there would be a levy. The other for the Homeowners Association to come up with the money up front and donate it to Gage County. Cost estimates could be $400,000 to $600,000. Additional discussion took place on possibilities if a way could be found for this area and other areas in the county. They would like to see further investigation into options available. Discussion took place on the resolution for the Gage County Rural Broadband Project. Some $4.2 million in American Rescue Plan funds will be invested in broadband that will affect the most people, from farmers, those working at home, kids doing homework or remote learning. The impact would be far-reaching through medicine, education, agriculture, and business, which is good for economic growth, and they're working on other funding sources to try and serve the entire county with reliable broadband service. Washington County Health Department will be offering flu clinics Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday at the Palmer Cafe from 11 to 11:30 and at the Lynn City Building 12:30 until 1:30. Wednesday, October 5th at the Barnes Cafe 8:30 till 9:15. At the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover 10:30 till 11. At Greenleaf Heights 11:30 until noon. In Morroville at Cougar's Den 1:15 till 1:45. At the Haddam Cafe 2:15 until 2:45. And at Washington Colonial Acres, 3:15 until 4 o'clock. For additional details, contact the Washington County Health Department. Marshall County Health Department has outreach flu clinics scheduled later in October in Blue Rapids, Waterville, Axtell, Summerfield, Beatty, Frankfort, Vermilion, and Bremen. A drive-through clinic is planned in Marysville Wednesday, October 5th.
At this point, we're having one drive-through COVID booster clinic, and that will be on Wednesday, October 5th from 9 to 6 at the Lakeview Sports Complex here in Marysville. We would like you to bring your COVID vaccine card if you're getting a COVID shot on October 5th or any Tuesday, and then bring your insurance card.
Patsy A. Pendergast, age 77, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Graveside service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, north of Blue Rapids. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6:30 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home. Waterville in charge of arrangements for Patsy Pendergast.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures continuing to stay above average throughout these next few days before a large cold front starts to move through on Thursday. And conditions will continue to stay mainly sunny and dry throughout this week. Sunshine throughout the state today with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 50s. More sunshine on Wednesday, a bit cooler with our highs in the lower 70s and mid 80s. And a slight chance for some rain showers throughout the state over Tuesday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-40s and upper 50s. Clearing up as we head into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s, and mostly clear over Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Still staying warmer throughout the day on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s, but temperatures will start to cool down as we head into Thursday night, mostly cloudy skies with our lows in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Staying much cooler on Friday, a slight chance for some rain showers, sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early October 75, record high on this date 98. The average low 50 and the record low 34. Sunrise this morning 7:25, sunset this evening at 7:07.
Still have vacation days to burn this year? You're not alone. We look at the numbers next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 3rd, the 276th day of the year. Singer Gwen Stefani celebrates a birthday, and Bob Keeshan's alter ego opened for business on this day in 1955 as Captain Kangaroo. With 3 months left in the year, would you believe we still have 438 million unused days of paid vacation? That's the amount of vacation days Americans fail to take each year. About 75% of the workforce gets paid leave, averaging about 14 days per person. According to Harris Interactive, most of us will leave 2 or 3 days on the table before the end of the year. Our work ethic should keep the boss smiling. That totals up $60 billion worth of unclaimed time off. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Got a question for the Old Farmer? Ask away at almanac.com.
Bulldog football homecoming is Friday from Marysville High School. Let's meet the candidates.
Hi, my name is Devin Tomer. I am the son of Brian and Sarah Horman. I'm involved in football, basketball, track, M Club, FCCLA, and FBLA. My future plans are to go on to Cloud County Community College to study solar energy.
My name is Taryn Claycamp. I am the daughter of Darcy and Becky Claycamp. I'm involved in FCCLA, FBLA, Art Club, and Cheer. My future plans are to go and major in social work, and I am undecided where I want to go to college.
Best of luck, Bulldogs, and a salute from these red and black supporters.
Everyone always wants to look their best with less work, so visit Salon M in downtown Marysville. They have the tools, the products, and the stylists so you can rock your look every day. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes, young or age experienced, day-to-day looks, or special occasion, they've got your beauty needs covered. Stop in for professional product lines like Redken, Matrix, Aquage, Big Sexy Hair, and Amika, plus top-notch styling tools. Call for your appointment at 562-2433 or stop in to shop Monday through Saturday at Salon M, next to First Commerce Bank in downtown Marysville.
The demand for Landall products is real. Landall's orders are overflowing for all three product lines. If you or if you know of someone looking for an excellent career opportunity that offers stable employment and outstanding benefits, contact Landall Company in Marysville, 785-562-5381, or apply online at landall.com/careers. Positions available in Marysville, Waterville, Beloit, EEO, Vets, and Disability. Welcome.
Good American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After their loss last week against the Indianapolis Colts, the Chiefs came back this week on the road, taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and winning last night 41-31. It was the late Sunday night game that the Chiefs played last night, and the victory put them back into the number one slot in the AFC West with a record so far with the season 3-1. With the loss, the Buccaneers are still tied for first place in the NFC South against the Atlanta Falcons. Next week, Kansas City comes back home to take on the Las Vegas Raiders for a Monday night football game. It was also a big weekend to college football here in Kansas as the Kansas State Wildcats took on Texas Tech on Saturday, winning 37-28. That is 2 weeks in a row Kansas State has seen a victory after last week's victory against Oklahoma 41-34. Right now the Wildcats are number 2 in the Big 12, right behind KU. Nationally, K-State is ranked number 20 and is set to square off against Iowa State next weekend. With the Jayhawks, they beat Iowa State this weekend 14-11, keeping them in first place for the Big 12 at 2-0 for conference play.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Mother Nature hasn't been too kind this summer, but nonetheless, we still need to plan for fall planting. Whether you're planting wheat, alfalfa, cover crops, triticale, barley, or thinking about a grazing plan for this winter, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have you covered for all your planting needs. That's Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your seed needs.
It was a big weekend in high school football across the state of Kansas as week 5 wraps up as we get ready for the second half of the season. Looking at some of the scores, starting off with the western part of the state in Garden City, Kansas. They overtook Liberal 35-14 on Friday night. Great Bend also took over Dodge City 21-14. Junction City, Kansas had a big weekend on Friday as they beat Washburn Rural 24-6. And a big night at home for Wichita Northwest, taking on Topeka High 81-13. Final score there. In 5A scores, Newton beat Ark City on Friday at 26-13. Hutchinson beat Salina South 42-7. And Valley Center at home defended their home turf against Salina Central 43-36. Some 4A schools included a shutout for Tonganoxie at home 37-0 against Bonner Springs. A close game between Goddard and Andover Central finishing 20-14 with Goddard on top. And Rose Hill squeaked out a victory over Abilene on the road 16-12. Week 6 of high school football in the state of Kansas coming up at the end of this week. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Friday night football scores. Frankfort tripped Lynn 51-6. Axtell shut out Blue Valley 62-0. Andover top, Donovan West 48-0. Valley Heights fell to Sacred Heart 27-6. Washington County tripped Bennington 50-30. Centralia over Jackson Heights, 28-6. Marysville fell at Rock Creek, 56-21. Concordia took Hiawatha, 38-12. Rose Hill over Abilene, 16-12. Southeast of Saline beat Clay Center, 26-14. Diller O'Dell lost Lord Central Catholic, 44-12. And Southern was shut out by Freeman, 44-0.
Rock Creek defeats Marysville 56-21 at Rock Creek on Friday night. Marysville took a 7-0 lead after an 80-yard run by Rook Williams on the first play of the game. Rock Creek tied it with 8:44 to go in the first quarter and then took a 13-7 lead before the end of the first quarter on one of three touchdown catches by Ethan Burgess. Rock Creek never looked back and continued to roll. Marysville racked up over 330 rushing yards with both Rhett and Rook Williams over 100 yards each, and Rook scoring all three Marysville touchdowns on the ground. But it wasn't enough as Rock Creek defeats Marysville 56-21. Marysville hosts Valley Heights for homecoming next week. Reporting for KNDY, I'm Jason Brenniger.
A dominating effort tonight here as the Frankfort Wildcats defeat the Lynn Bulldogs 51-6. The scoring got going early and often for Frankfort, opening up with a 60-yard touchdown pass to Trent Harden, opening up the scoring 6-0, followed up by a 10-yard touchdown run by Lane Loisau. Two-point conversion, no good, 12-0 Lynn, 12-0 Frankfort. Lynn answered back with a 20-yard Gavin Turk touchdown run, but that would be the end of the scoring for Lynn as they got as close as 12-6. Frankfort opened it up from there with a 1-yard touchdown run by Brock Armstrong, followed up by a 10-yard touchdown pass from Wes Anderson to Ty Smith, extending the lead out to 26-6. Two-point conversions, both good on those by Anderson. Lane Loisau answered up with a 10-yard touchdown run, second of the game for him, 36-6. And then another pass to Ty Smith from Wes Anderson, 25 yards, as the kick was good, 43-6. Scoring ended on a Wes Anderson 3-yard touchdown run as that brought the scoring to 51-6. Here, as the Frankfort Wildcats defeated the Lynn Bulldogs on KNDY Radio, I am your host, Max Lasky.
Hi, everyone. It's Dave Lewis here to tell you about Pawnee Mental Health's Driving the Dream online auction going on now. This auction has something for everyone. It's live, it's fun, and you can compete with your friends and neighbors to bid for your favorite items. Plus, there's a dinner and live auction October 13th at the Midwest Dream Car Collection Museum. Cruise on over to Pawnee.org to learn more and start bidding.
Sunflowers are fun to grow and great to eat. That is, if you can beat the birds and squirrels to the seeds. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Protect your harvest by covering the flowers with a paper bag or cheesecloth as soon as the seeds begin to form. Harvest the seeds when the back of the flower head is banana yellow or brown and most of the yellow petals are dry. This is also when you can easily rub the fluffy covering off the plump seeds that have developed their characteristic gray stripes. Eat them fresh, roast a few, or hang the harvested flower heads upside down in a warm, dry location to dry. Remove the seeds by rubbing your hand over the face of the flower. Store seeds in a cool, dry place. Shelled sunflower seeds can last several months or longer if placed in an airtight container in the fridge or freezer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
This song hit number 12 on the Billboard charts 50 years ago, and its popularity seems to keep growing. In fact, this town likes the song so well, they built a special street corner and began a festival in honor of the tune. What's the song and where's the city? The answer on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Take It Easy. It was released by the Eagles in 1972 and climbed to number 12 on the Billboard charts, and it ranks as a favorite of many Americans. Greg Hackler says the fact that timeless hit mentions his hometown meant people came here searching for the corner. Today, there's a statue resembling the legendary man from the song.
We melded this man into a cowboy, sort of young, longish hair, but well-groomed, and we call him Easy because he's taking it easy right on the corner. So that's Easy out there.
It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me.
Come behind the statue on the corner is a mural of a woman in a Ford gazing at the man on the corner. But why Winslow?
Jackson Browne and Glenn Frey had collaborated on a song, and they were in Flagstaff, and they said, hey, I was just over in Winslow, and those girls over there, they drive pickup trucks. And that's how that came about. Or we're pleased that he put Winslow in there and not Albuquerque.
The band is reported to once come to Winslow secretly in the night to see the corner and take their picture next to the statue based on their lyrics. Today, thousands of people come here to take it easy.
There's a thought that, well, maybe it's just going to be trendy and only the baby boomers are going to remember this. But I think this song is going to go on for a long, long time. People come to Winslow specifically for a destination.
Taking it easy. In Winslow, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.
Trading up to a new truck? The Nordis Motor Company has a couple of 2022 Silverado 1500 model. One's a custom. One's an LTZ71. They're both four-door with four-wheel drive. And a new 2022 Chevy Blazer. It's a four-door all-wheel drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
KNDY.
Benefit wildlife habitat and your livestock by burning the pasture. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Patch burn grazing is an alternative to traditional intensive grazing systems as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry. I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Of your pasture on fire and be amazed at what happens. Patch burn grazing is a grassland management practice for improving habitat for wildlife while still maintaining cattle production on the land. Chris Helzer is the director of science at the Nature Conservancy in Nebraska. He says grazing animals are instinctively attracted to a recently burned area. Regrowth of new grasses is very nutritious. One of the benefits of patch burn grazing is that it creates a variety of different habitat types.
You've got the area that's been burned recently that is pretty short. You've got an area that was burned, say, a year ago that's in a recovery phase, and you've got a really neat set of habitat structure where you've got broadleaf plants, wildflowers that are taking advantage of those grasses being weak. In areas that haven't been burned for quite a while, you've got kind of a tall, dense vegetation. So there's lots of different types of habitat for all kinds of different species.
Another benefit of patch burn grazing is that you can achieve the results you want without cross-fencing or moving livestock from paddock to paddock. Cattle will spend most of their time on recently burned portions of pasture and move themselves in response to new forage growth. Helzer says the burning can be done any time of year. You just have to have enough dead grass to carry the fire.
Once you get started, you just sort of adapt year to year, and if it seems like you need to burn more or less, you can do that or use higher or lower stocking rate. If you are already grazing, whatever stocking rate has been working before will probably work with patch burn grazing. If you haven't ever grazed, then it's probably good to talk to somebody like the Natural Resources Conservation Service for advice on stocking rates.
Learn more about patch burn grazing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Standing cold and scared on top of Blue Hill. Then came the moment when I lost my will. I prayed for mercy, please don't take me away. Give me the sunshine when I only see gray. I've been cheated and I've been misunderstood. I've been washed up, I've been put down and told I'm no good. But with you I belong, 'cause you help me be strong. There's a change in my life since you came along.
misunderstood. Said I've been washed up and I've been put down and I've been sold up no good. But Lord, with you I belong. Cause you help me get strong. Help me be strong. There's a change in my life since you came along.
Let's take a minute and talk about the dreaded D word, debt. It's true. If you're not mindful about debt, it can have devastating and lasting impacts on your life. But if you're intentional about debt and how you use it, it can be a tool to help you make financial decisions guided by your values. Hi, I'm Callie Reese with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, taking on debt for things like a new home or a new business or maybe for an education can actually have positive effects on your life. So how do you approach debt wisely? Ask yourself a few questions first. Is this debt for a need or is it just a want? If an unexpected expense occurred, would you still be able to keep your payments up for this debt? And most importantly, will going into this debt help you live a more purposeful life? Before you take it out, consider putting all your bills down on paper so you can have a better understanding on whether or not you should take on this additional debt. So don't let debt be a dreaded word anymore. If used wisely and intentionally, it can be a tool to help you live a more purposeful life.
It matters that farms are secure from terrorism. Today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Apparently, almost no one is immune from the threat of terrorism. Security consultant Andrew Rose.
If you're connected to the internet, you're a target.
In a Farm Journal Foundation-sponsored webinar for the ag community last week, Rose said all sorts of activities fall into the category of agri-terrorism. For example, when animal rights activists go beyond peaceful protests.
For the farms, take your cell phone and walk around your property and note every one of those Wi-Fi connections that pops up on there. Do you know what those Wi-Fi connections are? And if you do, do you know the password? And if you know the password, has that password been changed? Has your router password been changed? There is a long history of activists and others planting devices on farms that transmit information.
Rose says it's important to protect agriculture from terrorism.
Agriculture is defined as critical infrastructure. I've heard it said before, and I've repeated it, and I've seen my name next to it, too. You know, 3 weeks without food and governments fall. You know, it's non-negotiable. We can get by without the internet. But, you know, you take food and agriculture away, and it's over. I've spoken to audiences before and say, listen, if your kid goes 5 days without food, you're going to break a law. You don't mess with food and ag. I mean, that's the third rail.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, October the 3rd. Here's what's making news. Dan O'Brien, who's the K-State grain market economist, takes a look at the trends in the grain market.
The trend that we've seen upwards in the corn from about mid-August up through about the first part of September is it's not that we're falling off, but we've kind of come, as we've approached harvest, into more of a sideways trend.
He says that the prices could be affected by the October 12th grain production report.
I'm thinking that when you come into harvest time frames, even with tight stocks to use, there's not as much impetus to keep running higher unless we come into the October 12th crop production report and get a surprise in terms of lower U.S. Production than had been anticipated.
He also says there's a couple other factors involved and could affect prices in the future.
There are a couple of headwinds coming into the corn market that could affect both corn and soybeans. We'll talk soybean prices in a minute. In that, we get reports at low water levels in the Mississippi River, in our river system, is slowing down the possibility or the rate of shipment of barges down there. And that could be an inhibitor on prices, although at least in the Western Corn Belt where we're at, whatever it's produced is gobbled up in domestic uses. So that probably would affect futures prices overall, although I think our basis levels are awfully strong. And also, I think at least in the West, and when you look at soybean futures, of course, they've been hopping around and volatile all over the place. So, again, just up and down movement. That same potential concern with regard to export shipments could come into play for soybeans, as well as October 12th numbers coming out that could offer a surprise.
And that's a look at your Ag News on this Monday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 69 years. Although costs and interest rates continue to rise, we are here to help you save money on your new Ford. Every new Ford on our lot is discounted under MSRP. Up to $1,500 off MSRP on all new Fords in stock. Don't see what you want on the lot? We will help place an order for your new Ford, and we will discount your order too. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 2 years running for best overall sales and service experience. Let us help you into that new Ford you have always wanted with up to $1,500 off MSRP. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rustyeckford.com and drive home your new Ford today with savings up to $1,500 off MSRP. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Plus tax and fees. All rebates to dealer cannot be combined with any other offers. Excludes Broncos, Raptors, Lightning, Mach-E, Transit, GT500, Maverick, Expires, Mustang.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Many farmers will be using cover crops as livestock forage this fall. But think twice before you do. I'll explain why on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Crops are planted on a field to reduce soil erosion and increase soil health. They're usually either left on the surface to decay or incorporated back into the soil. If you're planning to graze or feed your cover crops to livestock, be aware of the implications from chemical residues left over from the previous crop, such as corn or soybeans. Megan Anderson is an extension field crop specialist with Iowa State University. She says, pay attention to the chemical labels.
And we maybe even need to be checking ones from the previous years as well, depending on what kind of cover crops we're actually seeding out there, because they do have what we call rotational restrictions on them that may say after you use this herbicide, you need to wait 4 months before you seed something like wheat, any cereal grain.
Some cover crop species, such as radish, turnip, rapeseed, and red clover, aren't explicitly listed on chemical labels. In this case, growers need to follow the default listing on the label, which usually says something like all other crops.
And that all other crops category may say that you have to wait 18 months or 30 months before you seed a species that's not listed on that label and intend to harvest it. You can seed the species if you're not going to do anything with it, because then you just take the risk upon yourself that maybe the cover crop dies. But as soon as you intend to actually do something with that, then we really need to be paying attention to those rotational restrictions on the label.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about restrictions on grazing cover crops at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Good Monday afternoon to you. December corn right now, 6.79 1/4. That's up 1 3/4. Corn for March at 6.85 3/4. That's up 1 3/4. When we take a look at Kansas City wheat for December, here's what we're looking at currently. 9.92 3/4. That's up 1 1/4. Kansas City wheat for March, 9.88 1/4. That's up 3. Oats for December, 400 right now. That's up 10. Oats for March at 402. That's up 8 1/4. Soybeans for November, 1374. That's up 9 1/4. Soybeans for January, 1384. That's up 8 1/2. Live cattle October, 144.77 1/2. That's up $1.50. Live cattle for December, 148.10. That's up $1.05. Feeder cattle for October, 175.32 1/2. That's up 115. Feeder cattle for November, up $1.32 1/2. That's at 175.95. Gold on this Monday afternoon right now for October, $1,691.80. That's up $29.40. Gold for December at $1,740. That's up 28.4. That's at $28.40. Silver for December at $20.57.5. That's up $1.53. Silver for March, $20.72. That's up $1.54. Taking a look at the dollar right now, the dollar's at 111.85. That's down 23 cents. U.S. Dollar for March, 111.51. That's down a quarter right now. When we take a look at the stock market on this Monday afternoon, right now, everything's looking good so far. It's been an up day on Wall Street. Dow Jones at 697 up, S&P up 81, NASDAQ up 199, trading at 10,775. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead.
Shotgun, Gaggy.
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad!
Before we go, what do we tell the team parents?
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for
your hometown partner with any do-it-yourself project is Hometown Lumber of Marysville and Axtell Lumber of Axtell. Serving the community for over 20 years, expert knowledge accompanied by a helpful smile and reassuring handshake will tell you you're in the right place. With all your building needs, they are ready to help you. Stocked with a full line of lumber and hardware to go along with tools, plumbing supplies, paint, and lawn and garden, you'll leave knowing you've made the right choice by stopping at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber in Marysville.
K-State's College of Veterinary Medicine is partnering with Australia's Adelaide Medical School to develop groundbreaking technology, blood tests to measure pain in livestock. I'm Leah Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Mark Hutchison, a professor of medicine at the Adelaide Medical School, and two of his students, veterinarian PhD student Charlotte Johnston and postdoctoral researcher Dan Barrett, discussed their first impressions of K-State and the origins of their research.
It's my first time in the U.S., first time in North America, so it's been interesting, but got to have a nice walk around the place yesterday, which was really nice to get a lay of the land.
Beautiful seeing the prairie, too.
Yeah, we have very big universities in Australia, but we do not have the sports. It's a different world over here with that level of alumni engagement and competitive spirit. So yes, we've been being entertained extremely well and the generosity has been spectacular. But we literally 2 decades ago made the first measurements of pain accidentally in blood. We found this amazing relationship between how much pain they reported and their immune cell function. We were literally a decade ahead of our time. It's taken 2 decades to actually realize this could be a technology that allows for humans and for what we're doing here, animals. We can't speak the language of all the animals. So can we actually use molecular tools, literally at the nanoscale, to make these measurements and predictions of pain?
Hutchinson explains how their research findings can be applied in the livestock industry.
If we can create that laboratory-based test, it's almost like the rapid antigen test for COVID. Can we then create that technology to make a measurement real for both livestock in the production setting, maybe high-value animals, but also then in abattoir? So can we assess every single carcass coming through? Has this animal had a pain-minimized life? And therefore, could we achieve a premium price market for high-quality product, but then also high ethical well-being value as well? And so this is this joint force activity between us and you here to enable that technology to come to adoption and extension.
Hutchinson goes on to acknowledge the necessity of this type of technology.
From the human setting, we know people in pain contribute about 30% less to the economy because they can't work. They actually consume more medical requirements. And obviously here in the U.S., especially with the opioid epidemic, massive societal and community loss of life because of use of opioids, which actually is underpinned by the inability to truly understand what the pain is. In the production setting, we know that animals in pain have a negative affective state. We also know that pain is associated with increased infection rates and increased susceptibility for infection. There's a change in the metabolic nature of the animal, meaning that they're not spending more of their energy to go into creating muscle mass, hence protein product. So we think there's a massive unrealized productivity boost by creating opportunities for a decreased acute pain, but critically also the chronic pain, which we have not explored yet really in livestock.
That was Mark Hutchinson, professor of medicine at Adelaide Medical School in Australia, discussing the development of blood tests to measure pain and their application in the livestock industry. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
KNDY.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.